Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 77.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Thanks for listening in today. This episode is brought to you by Just Uno, an incredible Shopify app. Do you want your on-site lead capture to drive more revenue, delight shoppers, and convert more visitors? Then you have to check out Just Uno. They're an on-site visitor conversion platform that has been designed to help businesses like you collect more leads and take their customer journey to the next level. You want to learn even more? You should totally check out episode 21, where I've interviewed the co-founder and CEO, Eric Christensen, about how retailers can maximize their traffic and revenue and stop leaving money on the table. You know, getting the promotional strategy isn't always easy, and that's where Just Uno Plus comes in. You get exclusive access to AI-powered product recommendations, plus a dedicated conversion strategist for support and optimization. And for listeners looking to take their business to the next level, Just Uno is now offering 15% off exclusively for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. So go to justuno.com, use the coupon code Fastlane15. That will give you 15% off, and you can start optimizing your conversion rate today. So hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the e-commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is John Chow from Segments, and they're an e-commerce analytics platform that helps Shopify brands uncover hidden revenue potential through automated segmentation. Now, from my vantage point, there's lots of brands that are underutilizing their customer data today and aren't able to effectively draw insights to create almost revenue-generating customer segments, really to help improve your marketing ROI. And so today you're going to learn about how Segments, the platform, and how it offers pre-built data intelligence segmentation with insights right out of the box. There's videos and explanations right inside the application. And they have a one-click sync to email. You can also connect to Facebook for audiences and Google retargeting and blah, 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 blah. Lots of great things it does. That's why I have John on the show today. So let's jump in and learn more about how to implement these actionable insights, and you can take advantage literally today after listening to this episode. So let's jump in. So hi, John. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
I mentioned it a bit at the top of the show, but on a high level, what does Segments do and what problem does it aim to solve for Shopify store owners and brands?
Yeah, so building customer segmentation is often like a very painful and lengthy exercise, which involves like a massive data dump, a lot of pivot tables, and could take weeks of time. Not to mention, you typically need like an expert just to figure out what segments to build in the first place. So Segments leapfrogs all of that by offering automated segmentations out of the box, using data insights mined from your store to help you take action on key segments to increase sales and prevent churn. With Segments, you won't have to manually sort through thousands of different combination segmentations. We'll help you find the best ones. Everybody is talking about personalization these days, right? And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is with segmentation, which is basically grouping similar customers together, right? If you think about it. In fact, 96% of marketers agree that the segmentation is the most powerful way to improve marketing ROI. But most Shopify owners we have spoken to have not been able to build segmentation into their marketing strategies because of the effort required. Alternatively, some owners are evaluating enterprise platforms to solve their problems, but the first thing they often experience is sticker shock, right? Then they realize they're paying for a lot of these features that they don't really need with UIs and charts that they don't understand. And finally, it's like, you still require like a full-time marketing analyst or data scientist just to make it work. And so like, what is the point? So I think there's a bunch of data that Shopify already collects for your store on your behalf, and it's just sitting there kind of collecting dust. And I really think this is the biggest opportunity for growth going to 2020 and beyond.
Yeah, you know, for sure. I mean, access to reporting, you know, certainly is one thing, and that's going to be in the Shopify Analytics tab or in Google Analytics. But I believe that, you know, having a almost like a weekly workflow, a marketing strategy, I think really is the strength I see with Segments. I have quite a few brands now that are using Segments and really understanding their customer sales data and all the customer records and able to put them and understand. It's hard sometimes on a podcast to explain it, but I'm going to make sure in the show notes that I have a demo of Segments after this episode. I'll give all the links to those different things. But at the end of the day, I think that's the challenge right now. And that's one of the benefits, I believe, of why Segments is being built. It really does help create a proper weekly workflow of marketing strategy.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Steve. We see Segments as a tool that you would log in maybe once a week at the beginning of the week to check the performance last week, once a month to look at sort of monthly strategies, and then maybe even planning for your future quarters, looking at what people have bought, the journey, how things have changed, things like that.
So let's talk about the founder's journey. So understand there's you and a co-founder. Let's talk about leading up to the launch of Segments. Like what do you believe? It's kind of a little self-indulgent question for yourself, but what do you believe kind of positions you and the co-founder? First, the desire and the expertise to even want to build it.
For sure, yeah. So I have a master's degree in statistics from Stanford, and I've been doing data science sort of my entire career for about 15 years now. So I started at a demand forecasting price optimization company that helps companies like Walmart, Target, and Best Buy to measure, predict, and optimize the effectiveness of their pricing and promotions in order to improve profitability. In the pre-e-commerce days, we're doing pretty well. We were able to increase profits by 3-5%, which is a lot of money for these Fortune 100 companies. And so that was my first job. And then I get into user segmentation and social predictive modeling. And my second job, which is at a digital marketing agency doing marketing analytics. It was really fun experience. We were predicting like movie sales using Twitter and Facebook data. We were creating user segmentation based on like what posts people like and what handles they followed, et cetera, to sort of generate digital strategies. And at my last job, I was the senior manager for data science at LinkedIn. For about 4 years there, where I built a lot of lookalike audiences and predictive models to target users for acquisition and churn prevention. And so you asked about sort of what is a unique position, right? So I believe that, you know, when I met my co-founder at LinkedIn, we were working on this internal sort of predictive insights tool that were aimed at helping marketers leverage all of our LinkedIn's rich user data to make their jobs easier, more or less, right? And we will always get questions like, oh, I want to know who's going to be, you know, most likely to respond to this marketing campaign. And so this is referred to as a list poll internally. When we get these requests, we would just crunch some numbers, pull some data together, and then build a model to sort of predict a user list, right? Or user segmentation based on a set of criteria, which will be then used to send targeted messages. So this is sort of the genesis of Segments, right? We thought that this is something that every marketer would want, right? Like if we could automate this process using e-commerce data, we could be helping millions of Shopify store operators and marketers to level up their game with automated data intelligence.
Hear, hear. That's why I have you on the show today. I would totally agree with you. I think that's, once again, the challenge of a lot of brands. They want the data. They want to action the data, but they're just, it's almost paralysis analysis a little bit where they're just almost overwhelmed. I mean, it depends on your maturity of your brand and kind of where you're at. And there's all different types of maturity and complexities of brands. There's early stage and mid-market and enterprise. But at the end of the day, as a brand matures, you really do need to take a data and a strategy-driven approach to helping scale your brand. I think that's where Segments kind of fits into this mix. Mm-hmm. I believe a marketing platform, typically, I've interviewed lots of them now on the show, and there's a sweet spot for possible customers who can get the most value out of a solution. So how have you positioned the product? You know, like what sort of stores do you believe can benefit from Segments?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, well, first of all, the obvious answer is that anyone can benefit from better reporting analytics. Period, right? Like that's hands down, anybody can. I think just based on just having an intuitive UI, a simpler reporting, and sort of shortcutting some of those top priority insights that people care about from their e-commerce store is going to be the advantage you're going to get with Segments over sort of a Google Analytics setup. But for some of the segmentation to really be meaningful, we require a little bit of scale, right? So we recommend having around 100 orders or more per month, and about 10,000 customers with, say, at least 6 months of history, preferably over a year. And the typical clients we have, the customers we have, they range from annual sales of $250,000 on the low end, all the way up to around like $20 million or more.
That's a very interesting early stage and mid-market then.
Yeah, because the problem hasn't really changed, right? Like, I think most of the stores that we talk to have a very lean setup, right? It's a small team. There's not going to be a ton of resources. They don't also want to, they really care about where dollars are going, and they're not going to spend a lot of money buying enterprise, you know, software for things that like that cost too much that they can't operate. And so I would say any Shopify owners who care about building a brand and connect with their customers, and they're looking to sort of take control of their marketing analytics and data, and also have the advantage of working with data scientists at, you know, 1/100th of the cost, should take a look at Segments today.
Now, there are a lot of Shopify brands that are currently connected to Segments. I have a few that I manage. Mm-hmm. You know, are you able to share some interesting insights that you have found from the data?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of insights that I'd love to share. The first thing is, a lot of the stores are really spending a ton of money on Facebook ads attracting customers, right? But most of these, for the first-time buyers, it's like a one-and-done situation, right? So they're spending all this energy up front, getting users, but they're not being able to keep them spending. So what we found is, after analyzing millions of customers and orders, is that the average sort of top 5% of customers represent roughly 1/3 of a store's revenue, with customer lifetime value as high as 7 to 10 times higher than the average customer. And when you kind of expand that out to the top 20% of spenders, it's closer to like 50% of the revenue. Wouldn't you rather spend your money and time keeping and acquiring more of your best customers? So that's the first question.
Definitely.
Actually, one of our customers asked us, is it worth it, right? Is it worth it to actually get the second order versus the third order and so on? And can we prove that with data? So we did an analysis on the X-time buyer and found that roughly 33% of the one-timers converted to this a second time. But 53% of those two-timers converted a third time, and 62% of those three-timers converted a fourth time, etc. Right? So all in all, we found that getting to a second order would bring in, on average, two additional purchases. Now, that doesn't mean every single repeat customer is going to buy four times. It just means that a percentage of those repeat orders end up buying like 6, 7, 10, 20 times, right? Therefore, in an aggregate, it's going to be well worth it to you to get to that second purchase.
And that's one thing that I see in Segments, is that they you're able to put them into the appropriate, I'm going to call it buckets of
sure.
Here's first-time purchases, and here's second purchase, here's third purchase, here's potential churn, maybe people that have kind of dropped off and haven't purchased, they've only purchased once or twice and then have chosen to not repurchase. And that's another interesting campaign that could be executed. So I'm sure we'll dig into that in a few minutes for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great point, because we really believe, like, once a customer buys from you, right, the time kind of starts ticking down until they churn, right? So we should be extremely diligent on following up with the relevant messages to convert them based on the state of their customer lifecycle, right? So what we did was, we analyzed the repeat order patterns of custom repurchases, and we saw very similar patterns emerge across all these different stores. And the first takeaway I would say is that the custom lifecycle is much shorter than most of the assumptions out there from, you know, the defaults in marketing automation platforms. And when we segmented customers sort of based on their conversion risk into three states, right, into active, at risk, and churned, and we consistently see around 50% of all repeat orders happen during the active period. Now, this could be different for every store, right? So we're going to build this basically from your store's customer data. But we usually found that for most fashion apparel brands, this is around 3 weeks for the active period. And if they don't purchase, then they slip into sort of this at-risk period where conversion probability is decreasing really fast. And we see only about 30% of customers convert during this state. Now,
I see.
This lasts about, I think on average, about 4 to 8 weeks after the active period. And so this is where you want to sort of start increasing the urgency and volume of emails and dial up the promotional strength relative to conversion risk, right? And if they still haven't purchased during the at-risk period, then we consider them more or less have churned. And only about 10% of customers convert during this long tail period from week 13, maybe up to a year. It's a pretty much like a flatlined conversion, and you may see some laggards converting randomly each week. So as a brand, right, like, the goal is clearly to get most of the customers buying in the active and then dial up the promotion right. in the at-risk period. While they're churned, right. you don't have a lot of options. You can try to create win-back campaigns and retarget them via other channels, or maybe even considering just suppressing them from your email tool so that you can save some money and improve deliverability in your domains. And so we can really help you target each of those life cycles using our pre-built segments.
Yeah, it's really cool. I can see the benefits there. So you're saying that in the active period, it's very high probability that there's going to be a conversion, a second conversion happening. And then you've proven through data that second conversion in all likelihood, 60-some percent of second conversions likely will, especially in fashion apparel, will include a third and fourth and more potentially. Mm-hmm. And then I guess knowing that kind of aggregate data as more of a generalization, then from there, it's almost like you have to think about now that you've segmented these customers, it's coming up with a campaign to how do I execute a campaign based on these people in the active period, in the middle ground that you call, and then in the churn area, I guess win back campaigns would be one. I love the idea of maybe even creating lookalike audiences potentially of the people in the active period. Like imagine your best customers being able to create lookalike audiences on Facebook and Instagram based on your best customers. I think that's quite interesting to me.
Yeah, no, it's you nailed it, Steve. One of the popular use cases that we do on our platform is to sync what we call the most likely to buy segment, right? So the people who are in the active period who have recently purchased and sort of sync that and push it to Facebook audiences. Another one, a really good one, is to get your top spenders, right? So the users with the highest CLV and sync that to build a new custom audience because you may want to target them with different messages because the best customers are likely buying the higher ticket price items or spending more. And so you may want to target them slightly differently. What you said there, right? Like when we target these different life cycles, right? Use the segments that we built to target the life cycles as a huge improvement over the default sort of automation flows that you may have seen in other email platforms. There's very simply two reasons, right? Number one, if you're using defaults, that means everyone is using them. So everybody has the same defaults. Okay, that's clearly, you're not doing anything different there, right? If you want to win, sometimes you have to do something different. Number two, all defaults is wrong by default for your store because they're not based on the data from your store. And so I'm advocating for a slightly better, slightly more different approach, which is use the data from your store to inform you the customer life cycles and target them using this. You target them this way instead of setting a random wait 14 days or wait 45 days. How did these numbers come out of thin air, right? So instead of doing that, do it from the data in your store. It's going to improve post-purchase flows, welcome series, and you can be able to target upsells on customers who've bought product A and not B, in addition to sort of building the winning lookalike audiences and so on.
Yeah, this sounds like a very interesting kind of day-to-day workflow and stuff. And I think one takeaway that I have from there is that best practices, like marketing best practices, as much as these email service providers and things, they have some basics, even push notifications and text marketing, text messaging, Facebook Messenger, they all have some workflow. I mean, cart abandonment recovery, you know, that seems reasonable, but not everybody's going to interact with that. And it depends. And so what you're suggesting is that it's not just necessarily best practices. That's maybe a good starting point, but Segments actually looks at the data for your particular store and going, okay, of the customers that are making purchases, how can I best interact with them and can maximize the lifetime value?
Exactly. Another tidbit of information there is like for the abandoned cart flows, did you know that the conversion is 3 times higher to get someone to purchase on an abandoned cart within hours 2 to 5 versus hours 6 to 24. And again, 5 times higher in the first 5 days versus day 6 to day 30. And so if you're doing a welcome series or abandoned cart flows, if you're waiting like more than like a day or 7 days, you've pretty much lost them.
It really proves, I think, you know, once again, they may not know these sort of insights are even available. That's number one. So this, the education component of the show today is to share that, hey, there is actionable data available and you need to action that data. You have to differentiate yourself. You can't get stuck and caught up in just best practices that some of these providers are saying. It's no, let's actually look at your data and your customers. These are real human beings and they're going to have audiences that are similar to them. Fair enough that we want to segment and find more of those, but also of our existing customers. We know how expensive, you know, Facebook ads are to acquire top of funnel to grab new customers. You're suggesting they've already come somehow. And so there they are, they're in your store. Now, how do we maximize them? And that's part of the brand building and maximizing all that, getting the second, third, and fourth sale. So I think that's interesting now, that kind of day-to-day workflow. But maybe let's dig a little bit into how is success measured now with Shopify brands? Like, is there any way of, can you share any case studies of existing Shopify brands that are using Segments?
One case study I'll share is that we have a merchant who is an owner of a successful multi-million dollar brand in the pet category. And he felt like he had zero clarity around what his customers are doing, who's buying, how long ago, what are they buying, et cetera, et cetera. And he was looking for a way to bring clarity into his business. One of the things he said was, and I quote, right, he said he needed like a data guy, a Google guy who is a developer and also good at email marketing, right? So in short, like this person doesn't exist, yeah. Right?
No.
But he was able to use Segments, and he realized that he had sort of 700 or so loyal customers who spent a lot of money in the past and kind of have churned. And so he carefully created a win back campaign using gift cards and a little bit of thank you note. And then he was able to adjust the dollar amount relative to their CLV and their spend. And he was able to use this campaign to target these loyal customers who have churned and had a 20% click-through rate and increased sales 45% month over month. More importantly, he was able to reconnect, right, with some of his biggest supporters because they responded back with like thank you notes, recognizing them, appreciating them, and some of them even made a repurchase without even using the gift card in the first place.
Wow, that's great. That's a great campaign.
Yeah, it was really happy. He was really happy about it, and the customers were delighted as well. And another one of, I think I'll share another agency case study, right? So one of our agency customers was able to use Segments for performance reporting across 10 of their clients. And then they also use that for insights discovery and product research. They're able to save, let's say, like 40 hours a month of manual work of just pulling reports and putting it together and then crunching the numbers, which is, you know, like $20,000 a year in savings, right? It just frees up time for them to do more creative, strategic work for their clients. And yeah, furthermore, they use Segments to quickly understand the customer lifecycle, right? There's always a research component, getting to know the store, getting to know the customers, research what product combinations are working. So that process can be streamlined using Segments. Instead of taking weeks, it could take hours, and they'll be able to use the data from Segments to directly target these intelligent segmentations and to build even more advanced automation flows.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never really thought about the agency model of the Segments platform. I was mostly thinking of the merchant, the end consumer, marketing team person executing on the, but I can now see the benefits, I guess, through this and through agency partners who can say, hey, you know what? We can have this solution, save quite a bit of time and, you know, literally wow your merchants and your customers, I guess, from an agency side of it, of the head that we do completely understand your particular customers. Let the computer do what it needs to do to crunch the numbers. But now from a creative side and creating campaigns, reminds me of retargeting to a certain degree where, you know, there's a certain component that here's the people that we're going to retarget, but there still needs to be a human component to actually physically create the campaigns. Like AI is not just about randomly creating campaigns. This is, you know, when you actually get a human being, yourself, the store owner or the agency creatives, now they actually can see, yes, these are like, for example, in the pet study that you had there, that's interesting to me that there's like 700 loyal customers that have churned. That's so interesting to me that he'd create these campaigns. He had to think about what's and crunch a few numbers, trying to figure out their lifetime value, what they've spent, the gross margin, and how much can I offer them, send out a campaign. And now look what that's converted into. Like, that's pretty impressive to me. It's really exciting to hear these kind of stories.
The typical reaction we get is like, because humans are infinitely creative, right? If they see something, their minds open up and they're able to sort of start generating new ideas, and they get really excited. It's like, oh, I can do this. And then they get marketers and to help them. And so we're kind of like their best friend, right? We're basically going to show you what's possible. And then you can come up with like different strategies, be it yourself or leverage like marketers and agencies to help you sort of implement all of these ideas, which I'm sure is going to improve conversions and make your customers more happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, John, I'm sure you can appreciate this show has a diverse range of listeners. And if you could get, and I know you have lots of advice, though, because you have because you're connected to lots of Shopify stores and you know, you're active and social and all through the, you know, the partner ecosystem. If you were to get some advice today, let's say for early, let's do early stage first, early stage entrepreneurs, what sort of advice would you give them to help grow their business?
I deeply admire e-commerce entrepreneurs, right? They are the real heroes here. And Shopify has made it possible for the soccer moms, the college grads, and what I call these invisible champions of the traditional world, pursue their dream and reach millions of people online and sort of take on Amazon. And so I'm a true believer of Shopify, you know, bring on the Kool-Aid, I'm ready, I really feel like I'm not in a place to give advice on a lot of things here. But if Shopify owners find themselves on an island when it comes to data and analytics, then I'm confident that Segments will be able to help them out and make things easier.
Okay, I would agree with that. That's a good answer for early stage people. So it's, you know, and it's quite affordable. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. And there's an extended trials and some bonuses, things like that for the listeners of the show today. If you're early stage and you're not digging into your data or you're overwhelmed with the analytics tab or Google Analytics, just not sure, or you're only looking at some vanity metrics and not really executing campaigns based on what's being revealed, and this is the benefit for you in early stage, being able to have Segments. Now, what about those listening today that I would consider them more in the mid-market? So they would have a small team likely, but they are eager to grow and scale. What do you believe the executive team or the marketers, what should they be working on?
So we actually work with a lot of brands, a lot of our customers are in those exact situations. Sometimes it's a solo owner, and then sometimes they have an in-house marketer, or maybe they work with an agency. But the goal really is the same, right? They want to figure out the customer journey that has been working and sort of double down and do more of that, as well as look at what opportunities to improve, or what are some missed opportunities that we have not looked at to increase revenue. And so I would say the first thing is to start paying attention to your growth funnel and the metrics across acquisition, activation, or retention, and set some realistic goals for growth. For example, this is very common. We see a lot of at-risk one-timers in our tool, right, in our software. And so we want to go back and look at the historical data on what products people are buying on their first, their second, and their third purchase, what promotions work, then send targeted upsell emails or post-purchase flows at the right times, to help nudge the customers, you know, down to the right direction, down the funnel. And so the feeling I get is like, again, most brands are spending a lot of time at the top of the funnel testing Facebook ads. You're spending a ton of time testing different ads, right, that creatives that convert. But once people get into the middle of the funnel, right, your brands kind of forget about it and they just don't spend enough time sort of testing the messaging and segmentation that will work through personalization for the middle of the funnel to try to convert customers into repeat customers. And I would think that would be something that it would be well worth your time.
So these at-risk one-timers, as you call them, and so are you suggesting that Segments has the option through products to help analyze the data and saying, hey, if they've, if on their first, second, or third purchase, here's exactly what they have purchased, and then does it help reveal that if these groups of people that are one-time purchasers, or they went to a second purchase, they bought this originally, then they've moved over to buying this, whatever this is, or this type of product or collection of product. Does it reveal insights like that to then the creative person goes, oh, so these 500 people bought these shoes, but then a month later bought this shirt, and then, but all these other people over here did not. And so is that what Segments can help a brand with?
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a couple of things that we do to help, right? One thing is we have a module called the customer journey, which is reporting exactly the top three purchases for the one-timers, repeaters, and loyal customers on each of their purchases, right? So then you can see, okay, so for this segment, the one-time customers is buying these three products on their first one. And then these other three, or could be the same, could be different on the second purchase. And then on the third purchase, the timing in between all of that is available. We also have a product combos module that allows you to look at the popular combinations of products that are bought together across different time periods. The third dimension is sort of this leading product narrative, right? So a lot of brands come to us asking like, well, what is like a good gateway product that, you know, gets repeat purchases or gets a higher CLV per product? And so we also have that available in the app as well to help you show like if people bought, for example, like a toothbrush first, what products they buy second, and what is like the overall basket size of people who bought the toothbrush first.
Absolutely love it. So let's talk about the future for segments. It's been around for a little while, but let's talk about, you know, I'm not asking for the secret sauce here, but, you know, can you share some of the highlights for your 2020 roadmap, any partner alignment? Mm-hmm. Just essentially, I'm just trying to get a feel about how segments is going to help Shopify brands through 2020 and beyond.
Definitely. Yeah. So we launched in April of this year, right? And so it's been like an absolute transformative experience for us. Our customers are telling us that, you know, it's kind of like taking the red pill from the Matrix. It kind of opened their eyes to a new way of thinking and clarity. And now they can't go back, right? Now there's like a lot of work to be done. But we've got a long list of things that our customers have been asking us to build. And so those are going to be some of our priorities. And besides adding more sort of these revenue generating segments and constantly improving our insights, I think 2020 is going to be a big year for us in terms of different integrations and partnerships, right? For one, we built segments exclusively for Shopify first, right? Like this is like everything is like natively born out of Shopify. And we want to even go further, right? We want to be even more deeply integrated with Shopify now that some of the awesome features that have come out with like Shopify Flow, marketing, Shopify email. And so we want to deepen our integration via tag writebacks. And these tags are going to be our sort of data intelligence segmentations. We want to push it back into Shopify, and that will allow more merchants to take advantage of the great features such as like Flow, marketing, and Shopify email. Beyond that, right? So we currently integrate with some of the larger email platforms such as Klaviyo, but email is only part of the story, right? There's going to be other marketing channels that you want to take advantage of. So our strategy there is going to integrate with categorical leaders in different marketing channels, such as like SMS Bump, Reconvert, Shop Message, Push All. And I've had the pleasure to meet the founders of these great apps at Unite. And, you know, they're some of the nicest, smartest, hardest working people that I've known. So, you know,
absolutely.
Right? Like they're just awesome people. And so with the marketing channels, more marketing channels available, you know, Shopify brands will be able to push sort of their segmentations across all the different channels, all from the single place, which is segments, and allow us to kind of act as the intelligence layer between your data and your marketing.
That is actually kind of the reality. So if you are connecting, so that you're extracting all of the data out of your Shopify store, your data, and then segmenting them, and then creating, being a human and being creative and creating campaigns based on how you can either expand upon their first time to get their second, or the at-risk people, or the churn one. You're able to create campaigns, but you're right. It's not always just email. It very well, and I've talked about this a lot, when I do app audits with brands that I manage right now, that's exactly what comes up. It's like, you know, what are we doing for email? And we talk about that basic email kind of strategies. And then we talk about, well, what are we doing for text marketing? Are you involved in that at all? Or in this case, is like, what about push notifications? Or what about Facebook Messenger? These sorts of, there's lots of tactics out there. You know, there's some platforms, you know, are a Swiss Army knife of all things marketing. That's a little bit overwhelming for a lot of brands. Number one, the investment part of it, and then the people to manage some of these enterprise solutions. So it tends to be, as you said, there are some amazing people in the partner ecosystem that are creating market leading solutions that literally, and I've interviewed a lot of them. I've interviewed SMS Bomb, Reconvert, you said, Push Owl, Shop Message. These guys have all been on the show, and they individually are solving some really unique problems. And the success that these brands are getting by using these solutions is amazing. But now imagine having your solution now as the main login, and almost like it uncovers the data so you can then execute campaigns through these channels where your customers could potentially be. There obviously are successful for lots of people. Text and Facebook and push notifications and email, these are really big channels for a lot of people, but they're kind of siloed a little bit. And it does take a little bit of finagling trying to figure out when I turn campaigns on and off and the cadence and stuff. But you're suggesting as part of 2020 roadmap is that when I connect to these partners, that I can actually run campaigns, turn them off, and this tag write back feature that you're talking about. That's really, really, really cool to me.
I really feel like that's the biggest opportunity.
Yeah, 100%. So We are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any, you give us a lot of value bombs today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave our listeners today?
Sure. I think, so if you think about the internet as the great equalizer, right, then I think data is the great differentiator, right? In this hyper-competitive marketplace, we have brands who can understand their customers the most and reach out with relevant messages at the right time is likely going to win out. And data used to be near impossible. But with Shopify, we are already standing on the shoulder of giants, right? Where mid-market brands can start leveraging their data effectively with the right solutions and the right approach. So don't get me wrong, it's hard work. But the question is, who will take the plunge and sort of ride this wave of data and AI to become, you know, the Gaps and the Adidas of tomorrow, right? These great brands, I really believe it's going to come out of D2C and Shopify.
I'd even add even Gymshark to that equation. I just watched a video recently of the right. 3 million orders that were processed through through the 2019 BFCM blackout, they called it. They obviously had it dialed with 3 million orders, but it just shows you, I think you're right. With understanding your data and using a little bit of AI, segmenting your customers and executing campaigns based on that through natively or exporting out to some of the tools that you're currently using, the channels that are interacting the best with your customers, that's where Segments does very, very well. So how can people learn more about the Segments app?
And so you can go to our homepage at Segments, https://segments.trestle.co, or find us on the Shopify app store at apps.shopify.com/segments. We get asked about the Trestle thing a lot. So Trestle is the company and it is a bridge structure, right? And so I kind of describe it as bridging your data to insights, and that's our Trestle.
Yeah, and Trestle spelled TRESL.co. So I'll make sure in the show notes, I'll have all the links to your homepage, to the Shopify app. We did chat offline for those listening today, and you've been very kind to offer a listener-only promotion. And that promo is going to be at ecommercefastlane.com/segments. It'll be in the show notes. It's going to redirect you to the promotion, a 30-day free trial. So it'll give you more than enough time to connect your store and actually see the insights that are being revealed and how your customers are segmented out. And then from there, if you choose that this is a great platform for you, it's very, very, very affordable, but you've been so gracious to offer a 20% discount for those listening in today and learning more about your tools. So anything else that you want to share at all today?
No, that's it. Happy segmenting, everyone.
That's it. Well, John, thanks again for coming on the show today. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Looking to scale your e-commerce business and implement some proven strategies to grow your brand? Don't forget about our podcast sponsor, Just Uno, the leading on-site visitor conversion platform. If you're interested in optimizing your website experience with AI-powered product recommendations, intelligent personalization, and a bunch of other amazing features to help you grow and scale, head on over to justuno.com. Don't forget about the exclusive e-commerce Fastlane discount, 15% off. Use the coupon code FASTLANE15. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.